Musician Carlos Santana never made a comeback. He never really went away. With a growing public interest in Latin music, a new audience has found its way to Santana's music. 2 years ago, he won an armful of Grammy Awards for his CD Supernatural. Now he's got a new project, one that dates back almost 30 years. Carlos Santana spoke about it with Tom Vitale.
By the early 1970s, Carlos Santana was a rock star, with four albums under his belt and a large audience for his distinctive Afro-Latin sound. Then Santana left his band and his fans' expectations behind for a solo experiment. In 1973, he collaborated with jazz guitarist John McLaughlin on an album of trance-like instrumental meditations. Santana says his friends told him he was committing career suicide. But in the pessimistic Watergate era following the euphoria of the 1960s, Santana says he didn't like the alternative. Many of his contemporaries were overdosing on drugs.
At that time, Jimmy just passed, Janis just passed, Jim Morrison just passed, so a lot of musicians that were dropping out really fast. And the only thing to do was either to shoot smack, you know, or to run towards the light. Fold your hands in a spiritual way, you know, and embrace this music.
In particular, the music of John Coltrane.
No one in last century, not Stravinsky or even Miles, elevates consciousness as powerful and as immediate as John Coltrane.
The album was called Love, Devotion, Surrender, and it featured interpretations of Coltrane's compositions, A Love Supreme and Naima.
If you listen to John Coltrane, Naima, you know, or Dear Lord, in an elevator, you know, I guarantee you those people who listen to that music are not going to shoot anybody for a long time, because it affects you on a molecular level immediately. You know, most people carry this anger and fear in them, so when you hear a certain music, it transforms it, and it makes you feel like what Einstein said, that God doesn't roll the dice with life. There's a supreme purpose to it. And even to a molecular level, you start feeling more at ease and more at peace.
When Love, Devotion, Surrender came out, there were no liner notes, simply the teachings of Sri Chinmoy, the guru Santana followed. Another Chinmoy disciple was John Coltrane's widow, Alice. In 1974, Santana collaborated with her on Illuminations, which featured Alice Coltrane playing the harp and arranging for an 18-piece classical string section.
They arrange music like that, where it sounds like a singing ocean, you know, or an ocean of orgasms, you know what I mean? It's nobody. You know what's really beautiful, Tom, about this music is that it pulls away to the side gravity and time. It makes time disappear and gravity disappear, like a shaman. That's the best kind of music, when you can make the listener not feel gravity. You don't feel the bones, you don't feel tired, you don't feel that pressure.
Santana's side trips with Alice Coltrane and John McLaughlin received little attention from critics and even less interest from buyers. The albums quickly faded to obscurity. Tracks from the two records have been remixed and alternate on a new CD called Divine Light. Reissue producer Bill Laswell believes the world is ready to hear this music again.
Because it was so trance-oriented, so kind of spiritual music, it wasn't necessarily song form or compositions. It was free-flowing, and it was more spiritual-based, and we felt that that was a opportunity to incorporate that into ambient culture or remix culture.
On Santana's 1970s experiments, the rock guitarist was joined not only by Alice Coltrane and John McLaughlin, but also by alumni of Miles Davis's band. Critic Bill Milkowski, who writes for Guitar Magazine, says Santana holds his own.
If you listen to this new remix that Laswell has put together, you can really appreciate this very melodic, very soulful quality that Carlos imbues every tune with. He has a very great depth of soul in everything that he plays. That's the strength of this album, is really to savor, as Carlos says, to hear him suck the juice out of every note.
One of the central figures from the original experiment is missing from the reissue, Sri Chinmoy. Santana says he left Chinmoy in 1980 after serving 8 years in what the guitarist calls the spiritual Marine Corps.
There comes a time where honey turns into vinegar. It is time to dust the dust off your feet and move on. And you know, when someone tells you that without them you will drown in the sea of darkness, then it sounds like a pimp talk to me. You know, and spiritual or not, you know, I don't want anyone to think that without them, I will not reach God. That's deceiving yourself.
Santana says after Chinmoy, he stopped looking for gurus, but remained dedicated to the idea that music can spread what he calls a spiritual virus of joy. The 54-year-old guitarist says he's grateful that the success of his last CD has helped him get that message to more people.
And it's a hard one. Like 7 inches from the midday sun. Well, I hear you whispering the words and melt everyone, but you stay so cool. My one you keep up.
But Santana says the 20 million fans who bought Supernatural might be a little surprised by Divine Light.
I don't think I'm crazy, but it's okay. You know, people who are crazy have more latitude. I stopped looking at music like cookie cutters a long time ago. You know, people give all these names to, you know, friendly radio this and, you know, all these kind of names. But I grew up in the 60s, man, when in one radio station you could hear Lee Morgan, Chuck Berry, and Ravi Shankar, and Jimi Hendrix. You know, one radio station. So nowadays people, I don't know why they categorize it and try to break it down. But music to me is still making love, man. You know, it has the same principle. You reach a climax and then you start again.
Carlos Santana says if just one person out of 100 derives some measure of inner peace from Divine Light, then the CD has served its purpose. For NPR News, I'm Tom Vitale in New York.